From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
The news first, the headlines. Indonesian President appreciates Nahdlatul Ulama's contribution to the country. Palestinian aid agency can't be replaced, UN says warning of collapse. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news where Indonesian President Joko Widodo said the contribution of Nahdlatul Ulama, Indonesia's largest Islamic organization, was extraordinary in safeguarding the unitary state of the Republic of Indonesia. Monitored from NUTV in his remarks at the anniversary of the birth of one of Indonesia's Islamic organization on Wednesday in Yogyakarta, President Joko Widodo appreciates Nahdlatul Ulama and hopes that Nahdlatul Ulama will continue to contribute to the progress of Indonesia.
Kontribusi Nahdlatul Ulama sangat luar biasa dalam menjaga NKRI.
And his contribution is extraordinary in protecting the Republic of Indonesia, in protecting Pancasila, in maintaining Bhinneka Tunggal Ika, the tolerant attitude of the Indonesian people to moderate teachings in religion, which have become an inspiration for the world thanks to the commitment and hard work of the Islamic clerics, as well as the Islamic boarding school students throughout Indonesia. President Joko Widodo on that occasion expressed his thanks to Nahdlatul Ulama. The president also hopes that Nahdlatul Ulama will contribute to NU's contribution to the integrity and progress of the Republic of Indonesia. Nahdlatul Ulama was founded on January 31, 1926. Based on the Islamic calendar, Nahdlatul Ulama this year commemorates its 101 anniversary year. Governor of Bank Indonesia, Peri Warjio, revealed that Indonesia's economy is the best in the world. At the launch of the 2023 Indonesian Economic Report on Wednesday, Peri Warjio explained evidence that Indonesia's economy is able to compete with other countries.
Indonesia adalah one of the best economic performance.
Indonesia is one of the best economic performance of the world. God willing, last year our growth was around 5%. Inflation is among the four lowest in the G20. Credit grows by 10% extraordinary utilization, amounting to 2.61%. Rupiah appreciation, credit grows 10% utilization is extraordinary.
Dasar luar biasa.
Peri Warjio said that Indonesia's success in maintaining the economic recovery process is something to be grateful for. He is optimistic that in 2024, the Indonesian economy will be better, with growth about 5%. The National Development Planning Ministry has said that the use of research and technology can help tackle the problem of waste accumulations in landfills. Deputy for Maritime Affairs and Natural Resources at the Ministry, Vivi Yulaswati, said in Jakarta on Tuesday that research, as well as sustainable and appropriate technology, need to be developed to support waste management reforms. The technology to recycle waste into new energy is also helping process the waste produced by people residing around the factory. According to Yulaswati, another technology that has proved effective in handling waste is the reverse vending machine, or RVM, which allows people to exchange bottles for gifts. Let's move on to the international news, where the Philippines President Ferdinand Romualdez Marcos Jr. and his spouse, Luisa Araneta Marcos, left Hanoi on Tuesday, concluding their state visit to Vietnam on January 29-30 at the invitation of the President Pho Phan Thuong and his spouse. The Philippine state leader held talks with his Vietnamese counterpart, witnessed the exchange of cooperative documents, and met with Prime Minister Pham Minh Chinh and National Assembly Chairman Phuong Dinh Huo. During the talks and meetings, leaders of both sides appreciated the substantive development of the strategic partnership between the two countries and reach consensus on further promoting the partnership in the context of the upcoming 10th anniversary of the strategic partnership in 2025 and the 50th anniversary of their diplomatic relationship in 2026. Nothing can replace or substitute the UN Palestinian Refugees Agency, whose staff were implicated in the Hamas attack on Israel, the UN's coordinator for Gaza said on Tuesday, even as Israel made new claims against it. Several countries, including the United States, Britain, Germany, and Japan, have suspended funding to the UNRWA agency, and the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres was holding crunch talks with donor countries. Agency chief in the UN's highest-level humanitarian coordination forum, including the heads of WHO, the UN Rights Office, UNICEF, and the World Food Programme, warned defunding UNRWA risks a catastrophic humanitarian collapse in Gaza. Saudi Arabia launched a major strategy to empower youth in the workforce as part of the National Vision's 2030 programme. The Youth Development Strategy was launched at an event in Riyadh recently by Minister of Human Resources and Social Development Ahmed Al-Raji. He highlighted the need for the development strategy, which runs until 2030, to strengthen the kingdom's youth, who make up 44% of the population and 78% of the workforce. A Pakistani court on Wednesday sentenced former Prime Minister Imran Khan and his wife to 14 years imprisoned for corruption, a day after another special court convicted Khan for leaking state secrets and gave him a 10-year prison sentence. Khan and his wife were accused of retaining and selling state gifts when the former prime minister was in power. The court also disqualified Khan for years from holding any public office ahead of February 8 parliamentary election. Listener, now let's move on to commentary on the 2024 election voting at overseas polling stations.
Listeners, coming up next, here is our today's commentary entitled 2024 Election Voting at Overseas Polling Stations. Listeners, the Indonesian General Election Commission, KPU, has set a schedule for voting for the 2024 general election abroad from February 5th to 14th, 2024. Indonesian Representative Office in Hanoi, Vietnam is the first overseas polling station to hold the voting on February the 5th, 2024. Several Indonesian representatives such as Antananarivo, Madagascar, and Beijing, China hold voting at the same time as voting day in Indonesia on February 14, 2024. The Overseas Election Committee in each location has also announced their voting location and date. The Election Committee in London, UK, has announced since January 9, 2024, that voting will be held on Sunday, February 11, 2024, from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. local time. As quoted from the General Election Commission KPU official website, the total number of overseas voters is more than 1,750,000 people who will use their right to vote at 130 points. The smooth implementation of voting in various countries, of course, cannot be separated from the hard work of the Overseas Election Committee, and it deserves high appreciation. They have a big role in realizing an honest, fair, and quality election. But what is no less important is the participation of Indonesian citizens abroad. Their participation in using their voting rights will determine the success of the 2024 general election. Moreover, the voting system can be carried out using three methods that are by casting a ballot at the polling station, by the mobile ballot box, and by post. There are still 2 weeks for overseas voters to determine the right method for them so that the Commission's target of an overseas voter turnout of more than 50% can be achieved. Of course, it would be great if every Indonesian abroad used their right to vote for a more advanced and prosperous Indonesia. And that's commentary.
Well, listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
We begin today in history with January 31, 1926, which marks the establishment of Nahdlatul Ulama. Nahdlatul Ulama, or NU, is one of the major Islamic organizations in Indonesia. This organization was founded on January 31, 1926 in Surabaya, East Java, by a Muslim cleric and traders to defend traditionalist Islamic practices in accordance with the Asy'ariyah creed and the Shafi'i school of jurisprudence, and the economic interests of its members. NU religious views are considered traditional because they tolerate local culture as long as it doesn't conflict with Islamic teachings. Kiai Haji Hashim Asy'ari was the first chairman of the organization. We move on to January 31, 1953, when major floods hit Europe. On January 31, 1953, major floods hit the Netherlands, England, Scotland, and Belgium due to rising levels of the North Sea. It was reported that 1,835 people in the Netherlands, 307 people in England, 19 people in Scotland, and 28 people in Belgium died as the result of the flood. Apart from causing casualties, flash floods also left ships and buildings along the coast of Northern Europe destroyed. Material losses from this disaster are estimated at hundreds of millions of euros. We end today in history with January 31, 1961, in which the first chimpanzee was sent into space. Ham is a chimpanzee from Cameroon and became a zoo star chimpanzee in Florida, United States. He was recruited by the United States Air Force for space experiments, and at that time he was only 3 years old. Ham was sent into space on January 31, 1961, using the Project Mercury MR2 space capsule, a special spacecraft for transporting primates. Ham was named after the acronym Holloman Aerospace Medical Center in New Mexico, where he trained before the launch. Ham is the first animal capable of surviving in space and returning home safely. That was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia.
Sedang sendiri, ku coba renungi, ingin apa aku ini? Tak pernah mengerti sampai kini ku sadari, aku tetap tak peduli, hanya aku jalani hidup ini. Pahami, semua orang pasti ingin dapat raih bahagia. Kalau hanya itu aku pun telah mengerti.
Kadang ingin pergi, kadang ingin sendiri. Sampai kini ku tak tahu pasti, aku hanya bisa bermimpi. Ku hanya ingin hidup bahagia, oh. Aku hanya bisa bernyanyi.
Sekali goyah dan ia jatuh lagi. Apa mungkin kutemui kunci di hati yang kan ungkapkan segalanya satu saat nanti.
Kadang-kadang ingin pergi,
bermimpi
ku hanya ingin hidup bahagia
sampai akhir.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia highlights Indonesia promotes leading national medical equipment industry at Arab Health 2024. The Indonesian Ministry of Industry focuses on developing the domestic medical equipment industry so that it becomes more competitive on the global stage, in accordance with the Making Indonesia 4.0 roadmap. This was said by the Industry Ministry's Director General of the Metal, Machinery, Transportation Equipment, and Electronics Industry, Taufik Bawazir, when giving a speech at the opening of the Indonesian Pavilion at the 2024 Arab Health Exhibition in Dubai on Monday. Taufik Bawazir explained that national medical equipment products have enormous potential to be marketed internationally. Taufik also said Indonesia's participation in the Arab Health 2024 event provided an opportunity for the national medical equipment industry to expand its export market to a number of countries in the United Arab Emirates. Quoting the press release from the Industry Ministry on Monday in front of the delegates and participants of Arab Health 2024, Taufik Bawazir said, currently the strength of the Indonesian medical equipment industry is supported by 150 companies that are members of the Indonesian Medical Equipment Manufacturers Association. These domestic industries have been able to produce quality medical equipment, such as ventilators, hospital furniture, and medical apparel with a local component index reaching almost 100%. In the future, the Ministry of Industry is encouraging the domestic medical device industry to be able to produce high-technology-based products such as electromedical devices, orthopedic implants, and radiology devices. According to Taufik, the Ministry guarantees the availability of quality medical raw materials, mastery of technology and innovation, as well as increasing research and development of medical devices with the hope of creating a research-based medical device ecosystem. In his speech, Taufik expressed his appreciation and thanks to the medical equipment industry players and all parties who have participated in this prestigious event, which is one of the largest in the world. Taufik hoped this international event can be utilized as well as possible to promote medical equipment products made in the domestic industry with export quality, which in the end can encourage the growth of the manufacturing industry and the national economy. At the Arab Health 2024 exhibition, the Ministry of Industry invited 19 domestic medical equipment industries to showcase their various superior products. Besides, the Ministry of Industry also held a medical device business forum as an opportunity to provide explanations and information regarding the capabilities and quality of Indonesian medical device products in the eyes of the world. That's My Indonesia.
Bayangkan bila kau sebagai yang tak kasat mata, tak dapat disentuh walau kau bisa menyentuhnya. Tak dapat dirasa walau seluruh ragamu di sana. Dapat kau menjaganya tanpa harus mengurungnya.
Bayangkan
bila kau sebagai yang tak kasat mata, abu yang berterbangan tak dapat melukaimu. Panasnya surya bahkan membuatmu terbuai dan berlagu, dan kau dapat menyusupi rongga jiwa yang kosong. Yeah. Hidupmu bukan terisi dengan ajaran-ajaran. Melihat, mendengar dan merasakan nadanya yang terlantun dalam setiap nafas hidup manusia. Oh, hey.
setiap nafas hidup manusia.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, Indonesia has abundant, enchanting natural and cultural wealth. Besides customs and culture, tourism attractions in Indonesia also add to the wealth of this country, which is situated on the equator line. Today's Indonesian Wonder takes you to Kalimantan Island, one of the islands that crosses the equator. Also has extraordinary allurement. Borneo Island, which has quite a large natural wealth, is one of the islands that must be explored for its natural beauty. One of the most beautiful places is in this eastern part of the island. A magical place that is quite unique is here called Labuan Cermin. This place is a beautiful lake that always amazes its visitors. Labuan Cermin Lake is located in Labuan Kelambu Village in Biduk-Biduk District, East Kalimantan. This lake can be reached by road in about 6 to 7 hours from the capital of Berau Regency, Tanjung Redep in East Kalimantan. The view around Lake Labuan Cermin is very calming. This lake is surrounded by lush trees which create a very cozy atmosphere. So it is very suitable as a tourism destination to escape for a moment from the crowds that are often encountered every day. It is said that the local stakeholders are developing Labuan Cermin as a tourism destination, starting with designating this area as a conservation area. And now it has been completed with supporting facilities to help visitors easily enjoy the beauty of the lake, whose water has two flavors. Listener, Lake Labuan Cermin has very clear water. Even the sand at the bottom of the lake can be seen clearly. Why is it called Labuan Cermin? Labuan Cermin has two layers on which the sunlight reflects. This happens because Lake Labuan Cermin has two types of water. The water from the surface of the lake tastes salty, while the water at the bottom of the lake is fresh water. These two types of water make the lake have a separating layer so the water can reflect the light exposure. Some people call Labuan Cermin Lake Danau Dua Rasa, which means Lake of Two Flavors. In Labuan Cermin, visitors can do some sorts of activities such as swimming, snorkeling, and diving. When diving using snorkeling goggles, you will see some fish swimming not far from the surface and some far at the bottom. The different flavors of the water separate some kinds of fish. It is easier to identify freshwater and saltwater fish. Well, listener, that's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, my listener. Welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which introduces you to Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the Indonesian language. Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Center and Development Agency at the Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is Menuju Tanjung Puting. Menuju Tanjung Puting, which means heading to Tanjung Puting. Stay tuned. You will listen to a conversation entitled Saya Selalu Bangun Pagi. Saya selalu bangun pagi, which means I always wake up early. This conversation took place between Chris, a vlogger from Australia, and Naomi, a tour guide at a hotel in Pangkalan Bun Central, Kalimantan. Chris informs Naomi about his habits. Let's listen to their conversation.
Maaf Chris, kita harus berangkat pagi-pagi untuk bisa melihat orang utan.
Tidak apa-apa, saya selalu bangun pagi.
Kalau begitu, mari kita berangkat.
After listening to the conversation, I will introduce you to some vocabulary related to today's material. Saya selalu bangun pagi. Saya selalu bangun pagi, which means I always wake up early. I will pronounce it slowly and you can repeat after me. Saya selalu bangun pagi. Saya selalu bangun pagi, which means I always wake up early. Saya, saya, which means I. Selalu, selalu, which means always. Bangun, bangun, which means wake up. Berangkat, berangkat, which means to go. Pagi-pagi, pagi-pagi, which means early in the morning. Melihat, melihat, which means to see. Orangutan, orangutan, which means orangutan. Tidak apa-apa, tidak apa-apa, which means it's okay. Kalau begitu, which means if so. Mari, mari, which means come on. In the conversation, you hear the sentence, Saya selalu bangun pagi. Saya selalu bangun pagi, which means I always wake up early. In this sentence, there is an expression selalu, selalu, which means always. The word selalu, selalu, describes the activities that becomes a habit. In this statement, Chris' habitual activity is bangun pagi, which means waking up early. Now, let's listen to another example in using the adverbial word selalu, selalu, which means always, to describe an activity that has become a habit. Saya selalu makan pagi sebelum pukul 8. Saya selalu makan pagi sebelum pukul 8, which means I always have breakfast before 8 a.m. Chris selalu membawa motornya kemanapun. Chris selalu membawa motornya kemanapun, which means Chris always rides his motorbike everywhere. To give the information regarding time, there are several expressions commonly used by Indonesians, such as dini hari, which means at dawn time, pagi pagi, which means early in the morning, siang bolong, which means midday or noonday, and larut malam, which means late at night. Such expression gives the nuance of meaning sangat, sangat, which means very. Before closing, let's speak Bahasa Indonesia today. For more clarity, let's listen to the example of a conversation one more time.
Maaf, Chris. Kita harus berangkat pagi-pagi untuk bisa melihat orang utan.
Tidak apa-apa, saya selalu bangun pagi.
Kalau begitu, mari kita berangkat.
Well, listener, that was today's edition of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia with a conversation entitled Saya Selalu Bangun Pagi. Saya Selalu Bangun Pagi, which means I always wake up early. Hopefully, today's topic is useful for those of you who wants to know more about the Indonesian language. We meet again with more lessons. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for your attention. Sampai jumpa!
Voice of Indonesia.
VOA listener, in today's edition of Music Corner, which is a traditional song, we have Sio Mama that was created and popularized by the late Melky Guslow. He is an Indonesian musician who was popular in the 1970s. Sio Mama tells the story of a migrant who misses his mother. He recalled that when he was little, his mother often carried him while burning sago. He also prayed that God would always protect his mother. Well, listener, here's the song Sio Mama by Melky Guslow. Enjoy!
Jaga betapun mamai.
Voice of Indonesia.
Papa pun keringatin.
Voice of Indonesia.
Karuangi, siono nae
beta suka.